Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing through our examination of a little sidebar right here, as they say, of Elijah. And if you remember, the reason we're looking at it is because Elijah was given as an example in the book of James for someone who prayed fervently. Okay, the fervent prayer of a righteous man can availeth much. And we've, if you haven't been with us the last three or four episodes, go back and check those out real quick and you'll sort of see what the context is. So Elijah's been with the widow for a while. He was by the brook at Cherith for a while. And many days have now passed by. Remember what he said to Ahab? He told Ahab, he said, you know, there's not going to be rain all these years until I say so. So now we're in 1 Kings 18. Verse 1 says this. Now it happened after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the face of the earth. And so these next few verses we're looking at, this account right here, is a great example of what you see sometime in Scripture of how, in this first verse right here, the Lord has given Elijah a directive, okay? And this is, what, the third or fourth time, I think it's the fourth time, that we've seen that the word of the Lord came to Elijah. So he was told what to do. And what he was told to do was go show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the face of the earth. So Elijah knew what God was going to do. He knew that God was the one that stopped rain. He knew it was God that had told him to go to Ahab to start with, right? So we see what the totality of the mission is here. He's going to go. He's going to present himself to Ahab, and then the Lord is going to bring forth rain. That was all the detail the Lord had given. Now, remember how Elijah had been up this point in time. The Lord had been hiding. After he brought the word to Ahab, the Lord told Elijah, hey, I'm going to go hide you over here by the brook Cherith. And then he told him to leave from there and go to the widows. So he had not been found. And I guarantee you, Ahab had been looking for him. Well, how do I know that? Because of what we're going to see within the balance of the account. Okay. So now, verse 1, we see that he receives this directive from the Lord, the word of the Lord. Go show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the face of the earth. Verse 2, so Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. In other words, to meet with Ahab, effectively what we're going to find out is to allow Ahab to find him. So he says, he goes. Now the famine was severe in Samaria. Yes, it was severe in Samaria because it had not rained for 3.5 years. Okay, 3.5 years it hadn't rained. Verse 3, Ahab, the king now, called Obadiah, who was over the household. And then in parentheses, we have this. Now, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for when Jezebel destroyed the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50s in a cave and provided them with bread and water. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So here's what we've got. In the first verse, we're finding out God tells Elijah, go and show yourself, and I'm going to send rain. Big picture of everything. So Elijah goes to present himself, to show himself to Ahab, but it hadn't happened yet. The famine is extremely severe. In the meantime, Ahab calls Obadiah, and Obadiah was over his house, and Obadiah feared the Lord. How do we know he feared the Lord? He feared the Lord greatly, okay? That's what it says. Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. Because when Jezebel was killing all the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah hid 100 of them. He put 50 in one cave and 50 in another, and he gave them bread and he gave them water. He gave them sustenance. That was a major, major, major move. Okay? Something that was not, I mean, nobody would do that, but he did because he feared the Lord. Now, verse 5. Then Ahab said to Obadiah, go through the land to all the springs of water, and to all the valleys, perhaps we will find grass and keep the horses and mules alive and not have to kill some of the cattle. Oh, I tell you, that's sort of irritating right there. Okay, now why is that irritating? Hasn't rained in 3.5 years, folks. The land is really, really famished of water. Now the king is sending out Obadiah to all the springs of water and all the valleys. Perhaps they will find some grass to keep the horses and mules alive. And perhaps they won't have to kill some of the cattle. What about your people that you're king over? What about your people? You know, there's no care, there's no concern, whatever. It's just about, hey, what about the horses? What about the mules? What about the cattle? What about my livestock? What about my money? That's what it boils down to. What about my money? So verse 6. So they divided the land between them to survey it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. So the king gave him great authority here. He says, hey, I'm going to go one direction. You go another direction. Let's see if we can find some water because everything's dying. Why was this happening? Because the word of the Lord had come to the king and said, it's not going to rain. It's not going to rain. Why was that happening? Because the king and Israel had been disobedient to the Lord. Now they're having to split up. They're going out trying to find water. And you say, well, what's the point of all that? Well, we'll get in that in the next episode. But I thought it was worth our time just to pay some attention right here, because the very next thing that happens is not expected by Obadiah. And it helps us to understand why he acted and reacted the way he did. Okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.